It's become an all-too-common scene. Protesters gathering outside food-producing factories to demonstrate against constantly rising prices in Argentina. A monthly average inflation rate of around 5% is making it difficult for people in the country to get by.
The situation is very bad. Every day the prices go up. Poor people do not have the right to eat meat, and we have no rights, and we want this to change. The government needs to control the prices, seriously.
Argentina has been battling high inflation for years, but in the past months, the prices of food have soared, making it difficult for many of the families that have come here to make ends meet. The government of Alberto Fernández has been trying to find balance between the different demands of Argentina's society, but it has not been easy, and people here say that it has not been working for them.
Social tension is on the rise. This week, dozens of truck drivers blocked the roads to protest against diesel shortages across the country. One driver was killed when hit by a stone as he tried to defy the protesters and break through a roadblock.
We are demanding that they let us continue working. We are demanding that they give us fuel, that they respect the price, and that they respect the rates, that they increase our freight rates a little for our job, right?
Argentina's economy is in the red. Inflation is pervasive. The government has to spend billions of dollars a year on energy from other countries. Even though Argentina has one of the largest shale oil and gas reserves in the world. Conflict within the ruling coalition complicates plans to find solutions. Former President and now Vice President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner has been openly criticizing President Alberto Fernández on almost every decision he has taken concerning the economy. The latest spat was over a proposed gas pipeline from the rich Vaca Muerta reserve in Patagonia, and on energy subsidies for the middle class.
Right now we should be exporting energy, food and everything else, and the war in Ukraine should benefit us like World War II. They are discussing about a pipeline, but we are on an absurd situation with a fight within the government on every aspect of the economy that only increases the tension.
A tension that extends from government officials to the streets as people continue to demand solutions that the government seems unable to provide. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.